Why?
You can't calm down.
I'm not throwing things. I ain't doing anything. Why are you arresting me? I can't. You got my knee jammed. Back up. Back up and I will comply. Back up and I will comply.
What does that even mean?
If you back up, I can stand back and get my knee unfolded.
Can you relax?
The Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
There's a raccoon.
Yeah.
That seems to be making his way around the province.
Well, the old Rideau Street McDonald's raccoon, that McDonald's is no longer. It's closed down, so I guess he was evicted.
Yes.
And he's shown up at our McDonald's in Scarborough, Ontario.
Yeah.
On the east side of Toronto. And a pretty friendly guy. He was, he didn't go, like the raccoons, trash pandas, traditionally. Just didn't bother with the trash. Just walked right up to the counter. And I guess tried to order, but he doesn't speak English.
Should have gone to the kiosk.
Yeah, maybe. Not
Did
tall enough.
Got it. Oh, geez. Can't they climb?
Yeah, but they need something to hang on to.
Yeah, I guess. They're not like a squirrel that can just go up a wall.
The video is pretty interesting. No. Like, he's pretty casual.
He's super chill. Like, he's just walking around the restaurant, like, went to a seat where some people were sitting and tried to get up on the seat. But
he touched the furry hood on their coat. He's like, thought maybe it was his friend or something. Oh, sorry, my bad. I thought my friend was in.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And then he just casually leaves again.
But doesn't look afraid at all.
Not at all.
But not aggressive. Not like a rabid raccoon or anything. There's a fellow with a broom now trying to shoo him out.
Yeah.
No, classic.
He's chill. He wasn't hurting anybody.
Oh, there he goes.
She just lured him out with some fries or something.
Yeah. Giving him a little shove with a broom, trying to make a guy out the door. That's amazing.
Hey, poor buddy. Dude.
Yeah. I don't think there is a commonly seen animal I have more affection for than, I mean, like, not a non-domesticated animal than a raccoon. Like, you're never mad.
No.
Like, my stepfather used to get so mad when the raccoons would come around because of garbage and stuff.
Yeah, they'll
like that.
Destroy a lot of things around your house.
No, I know, and I get a piece of
get up into your attic.
But I don't know if I could ever be mad at a raccoon, like, unless it was a rabbit or doing something.
Of course.
You know. But they just look like a little bandit. They're so adorable. They don't walk fast. They don't move fast.
Years ago, we used to have one that would crawl across the tops of the fences in between the houses in our backyard because there's like, I don't know, four or five houses shared the same sort of fence line. And he would just sit up there. And if you went near him, he would hiss at you pretty good.
He's
just chilling.
But he didn't bother you other than that.
They'll wash their hands.
they got little hands, right? When they run with something in their hands.
Have you ever heard them fight?
Oh, yeah.
Two raccoons fight. It is an atrocious noise. Nice. Oh, my God. It's a horrendous noise.
This little guy doesn't pick the best neighborhoods, eh?
No. No, he doesn't. I mean, go to some more upper-end McDonald's. You might get a little easier handouts there than
went straight McDonald's from Rideau Street to Scarborough, Ontario.
Yeah.
Dude, like, something, you need a better job.
Crime isn't paying.
No, not for this. Life's tough all over. Rent's expensive.
It is even. We try to upgrade his dumpster. He ended up in Scarborough.
Yeah.
He's like, this dumpster's not anything to be there.
Could have stopped on the way.
Yeah. I know. So many. The Biggs and Barr Show. Well, Jamie, you had something you wanted me to try or something? You said, hey, Chris should try this, we'll save it for the show. So what's
going on? Whenever you talk about, you are a big skier. Like, that was your thing growing up.
It was, yeah.
Guy played hockey. My dad skied, big soccer guy.
We used to ski every weekend and go on ski trips every year.
Yeah.
My dad was a huge skier. So,
so whenever I see skiing things, I'll like tag you in something. Like that guy who did a backflip and hit the chairlift the other day.
I did see that.
Yeah. That was bad timing.
And so this, though, is called skijoring.
Skijoring.
What is that?
It brings together skiing and rodeo.
What?
So
they put skis on horses?
No.
Oh.
That would be impressive.
That would be impressive.
Towed down a fairly narrow street.
How do you spell skijoring? Sorry, just
like
so
ski.
Look it up. Okay,
and then joring with a J.
Okay, sorry, go on.
So you get towed behind.
Oh, I've seen pictures of this or videos.
A horse.
And the horse kind of runs straight, slightly veers because it has to go around jumps and stuff. And you have to carve your way around obstacles and go off jumps as it's ripping.
Jason, imagine water skiing behind a boat. You know when they do like competitive water skiing and jump over stuff? But with a horse pulling you on snow.
Oh, I see. Oh, they do it with dogs too. Okay,
the
dog, see.
This horse absolutely rips. So there's some people that talk about it, and her first quote makes you really want to do it.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
So getting started is always the scariest part. Well, one of the scariest parts. And then you're just flying down the avenue, and there's not really much to think about except for trying not to die.
Oh, and you want Chris to do this?
Well, I didn't heard that clip and before I told him. Like,
it's just water skiing behind a horse on snow.
All right. Is it just that?
Oh, I know. No, I know it sounds crazy, but it's just a different thing pulling you down on skis, like pulling you through.
Is this something you're thinking of trying? Before you answer.
No.
I'm thinking, remember, you once threw out your back washing raspberries.
Yeah, but it never happens playing sports.
Oh, that's not true.
It's different.
Remember, you kicked a field goal and you couldn't move for 3 months.
Yeah, but that's yeah. But that was being like very stationary all morning and then trying to hit a 50. Okay. How long was my
45.
Field goal?
70
yards. And then
now when we were playing hockey, when we had a hockey team, how often did you stretch prior to the games?
Every game. On
like
the
for
ice.
How long?
On the ice.
On the ice.
Yeah,
2 minute warm up.
Yeah. But I never hurt myself playing hockey once, my back. Never once.
Okay.
It doesn't happen playing sports, I'm telling you.
Just that one time.
Because my core locks up. Yeah, but that's different. That's just kick. That's one kick. Okay, I wasn't playing.
Kickers aren't athletes anyway.
No, they're not. But anyways.
So you don't want to try it?
I would do this if
the
there was
pretty,
if there were no jumps. If there were no jumps. If it was just here, we're going to pull you behind a horse on skis down this avenue. For sure.
You could probably try at home because of your big dog. Your dog could pull you. It's a giant St. Bernard thing.
Yeah, he's too dumb. He'll run me into trees.
Trees, yeah.
And twist the rope around your legs.
Yeah, run around my legs five times and then take off.
I'll chew the rope away and then
he's a sweet. He's a sweet boy, but he's not smart. So, I mean, he would shatter my shins. No, but I would do it behind a horse. As long as there's no jumps and, you know.
I love the little this article. Nick Burry clicks into his ski binding, squats to stretch his knees, and scans the snowy race course. Moments later, he's zipping past a series of gates at high speed and hurtling off jumps, but it's not gravity pulling him toward the finish line. It's the brute force of a quarter horse named Sirius.
Don't they poo when they run and walk?
I don't know when they run.
Yeah. When they
you
walk,
poo when
they
you run.
I mean, I don't, but you might.
No, you have.
You can't.
You
have.
For sure you have.
You can't.
For sure you have.
Not when I'm running on purpose. Not when I'm purposely running somewhere.
What if there were stairs?
What if you're running to the bathroom?
Yeah, it's when I stop and pivot. That's what. The horses, when they walk, they wear the poop bags, which is so humiliating.
Hey, just ski around and just go shh.
It's moving pretty fast.
Yeah.
Well, you should try it, Chris. You should try skijoring if we get snow next winter.
Yeah, if we ever get snow again.
40 miles an hour.
You should wear a helmet.
Yeah.
Well, I have a helmet. I'm good.
All right.
Yeah. I'll
nice.
Do it. Like I said, no jumps. I'll do it for sure. Let's go.
Your arms will get ripped out of their sockets.
Yeah, like how fast does a horse start? Like, does it leak? Watch out!
I don't think you want much slack. You don't want slack when you're doing that. You want a nice tight rope.
The takeoff is. Once you're going, though,
you're fine.
Yeah.
No problem.
Drop a ski.
Drop a ski.
Like you're water skiing. You swing by the dock.
Just one.
Go by the dock. You're going to drop a ski.
Yeah.
And then you're the champ. And you're the leg boss.
Just slaloming on one ski, dodging horse poop.
Yeah. Sounds like a day.
Yeah.
Sounds like a day.
What an event.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show. We all bring something to the table that caught our attention. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Jay.
You guys like Peeps?
No.
Those stale-looking, tasting marshmallow-type things look like birds and stuff they sell around Easter?
Yeah.
I don't like them either, but now, I didn't even realize they had a flavor, but now you can, they're making Peeps body spray, so you can smell like Peeps.
I imagine that's not the worst smell.
No, it's probably okay, but I honestly didn't realize they had a flavor. I thought it was just like...
I knew they had a flavor, just like marshmallow sugar, but...
Yeah.
I didn't know they had a scent strong enough that they could put into a, you know?
It's not a bad scent, though, marshmallow and sugar.
Well, it's...
You know, when you're like making it, maybe it's butter.
There's a couple different...
Rice Krispies Squirt.
There's a yellow one that's marshmallow scented, and the pink one is strawberry cream.
Okay.
So, I mean, they don't sound like terrible scents.
No.
But They can't be any worse than the actual candy. Like, how that still exists, I don't know.
Father-in-law. Keeping them in business.
No.
Really?
He loves them.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never met anyone who loves them.
Eh.
There's people.
Well, it must be. It's like they still sell them.
And they're not, that's not my wheelhouse. All that entire style of, like, type of candy is not, I don't enjoy. But, I mean, the smell, it doesn't, like, I think it'd probably be a better smell than it would be a candy.
Yeah. I think so, too.
All right. Here. Well.
Anyway, you can buy it. Yeah. $5.
That's it, eh?
That's it.
Okay.
Reasonable. Well,
speaking of a good chew.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm not. You guys, big gummers? Big, excuse me.
Pardon
you guys,
me?
Big gum chewers?
Yeah, I'll chew gum.
Gum?
Sure, I'll chew gum.
You big, gum, Chris?
Yeah, we chew gum, yeah.
I used to, it's weird. I don't really chew much gum anymore.
Sales have been dropping since the beginning of the pandemic, which makes sense. I guess people not going out, not caring about breath if you're wearing a mask or whatever.
Yeah.
By a third. So companies were like, well, when the world gets back. But it hasn't rebounded. So they're saying it's an end of an era. Like, the gum chewing is way down. So the marketing scheme now that they're doing is they're trying to promote it as a stress reliever.
Oh, it is. That's one of the reasons I chew it.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time when I chew gum, I'm coaching.
Coaching hockey because you're all stressed out.
Yeah, because I can't get out there and play. And it drives me nuts because I'm, like, old and fat. But and I can't do anything about it. So I just have to sit there and chew gum.
Chew gum.
And yell at children.
The last time I quit smoking, I chewed a lot of gum.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that was your thing.
Yeah, it was sort of the filler.
Mm-hmm.
But they say prices might have cut into it because it's gone up like 50, like almost 60% in prices since 2018.
Yeah. Gum trees are hard to find. Is that what it is?
I guess so, yeah.
Mm.
And
wow.
Gen X, it peaked with you guys.
Oh, yeah?
Gen Xers, yeah.
Chewing gum, eh?
Yep. Maybe because of everyone, movies, they all did. Yeah.
You know what? Like, thinking about it, I don't see ads for gum ever anymore. And you used to ads for gum all the time. Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's their own fault it's declined.
Yeah. They slashed their advertising budget and now it's fallen off.
Choo choo, choo choo, choo boogie, woo woo. I think I remember that song.
And the Five, remember the Five commercials that were like ridiculous? Yeah. All right. Well,
anywho,
things change, right?
Things change.
Era's end.
Yeah.
What doesn't change is your opportunity to swing by Shea106.com and vote on our March Madness of Small Towns.
How's that going?
I only got an update from last night, but some heated battles yet again. The tight races.
Really?
Carlton Place and Calabogie, very tight. Neck and neck.
Yes,
right
very,
now.
Very, very.
And tight. Carlton Place battling for every slot this year. Renfrew and Carp, tight battle. That's the tightest battle so far.
Really, eh?
Yeah, they are neck and neck.
Was that 8 votes right now or something like that?
Yeah, last night it was 8 votes.
Yeah.
Fitzroy Harbor, Spank and Dunrobin so far.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Well, they're
very close neighbors.
And nobody likes ex-cons, right?
That's where all the former criminals go.
That's right.
They're Dunrobin.
Because they're Dunrobin. Yeah, yeah. Arnprior landed to Eganville.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah.
Winchester up on Metcalf currently.
Okay.
Pakenham, bit of an upset, I'd say, against Kempville. Right now, it's looking.
Really,
I mean, Kempville, get your stuff together. Mm. We know we got a ton of fans out that way. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's get it going.
Still got like 3 days left right?
Yeah. Sounds like my west side is representing pretty good.
It is so far. Yeah, the west side's doing quite well. Merrickville, not upsetting. Slapping Smith Falls where it deserves, finally.
I don't know. Smith Falls got to.
Why do you feel bad for them?
I don't know, because everyone.
Well, they've had a rough ride. They close factories all the time.
Factories closed down.
And I'll get a bad rep from radio hosts that witness a man peeing on the side of a house and talk about it till the end of time.
That's not all I've seen.
And then
there,
another radio host talking about some purple truck that's been on the side of the road.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it has been there at least 5 years. It's a parking lot. It's not on the side of the road.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, calling it the meth capital of Eastern Ontario.
That's
probably
why, that's why I feel bad for it.
Yeah. It's between them and Pembroke.
Yeah.
All right. And Almont, of course,
slamming
my boots. But you want to vote, Shea106.com. Go change if you don't like any of those, races and the way they're going. Go vote, okay? That's how it always works. You have a few days till we narrow down to the Elite Eight.
Oh, yeah. We announce it Friday.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
We need you. When anything tickles your fancy or gets stuck in your craw, or you notice something or you want the world to hear it, to leave it on our Dougie line at 216-3849 at 216-Dougie. We play them twice a day. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, we're early here. We can play some thinking thoughts. Like, I mean, early in the day is what I mean here. Yeah. Okay.
What's up, fellas? I smoked a couple of doinks over here, you know.
Smoked a couple of doinks.
Yeah, what's up, fellas? I smoked a couple of doinks over here, you know. Watched this sports center, chilling. Had a question. Why can you drink any drink that you have, but you can't food your food? I don't know. Let me know. Bye.
That's fair question, I guess. Just English.
Yeah, just English.
The verb of the word drink, it's the same. You know what I mean? It's true. It describes itself with itself.
You can eat your eats, though. Want to go get some eats?
Hot eats, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool treats.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah,
that's true.
You can juice your juice. I guess it's already juice. You can't really juice your juice.
Yeah, but you can drink your drink if it's juice. I see what he's saying. And we didn't even have a couple doinks, and we're on board with this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's not.
I wouldn't mind a doink.
It's not enough for me to think of after this conversation.
No,
like
no.
To ponder all day. It's not that inquisitive, but it is, you know, it's, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
it's
a
nice catch.
It
nice
is a
notice.
Thinking thought, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. On the language. All right.
We got a gripe here about the weather.
Okay.
Looking at the weather this morning on the Weather Network, and I just noticed towards the top of the screen there was like a little optional thing. Anyways, it said, should I wear a sweater? And then there was multiple options. Also, what should I wear today? Outdoor sports that I could play today. I'm just wondering, are we really that useless now that we can't look at the weather and know for ourselves that we should wear a sweater? We have to ask the Weather Network how we should dress. Like, are human beings getting that useless?
I mean, some are, yeah, for sure. I've been making a conscious effort to not look at the weather a lot, unless I have something very specific to do. Because I remember being a kid, I didn't pay attention to the weather. I just went outside, and it was what it was.
And if it was raining, you didn't.
Yeah, or I got wet. And then later I was dry.
I don't think I'm on board. I don't mind a little bit of info on the day.
No, it's fine. But I don't want to dwell on it.
No. I don't go out of my...
Like, oh, is it going to be sunny tomorrow? Okay, maybe I'll do that. And then that's fine.
That's as far as I go. Like, I'll ask, like, I'll when we do our show, I'll see what the weather is tomorrow.
Of course.
And then I'll just kind of casually remember it. And then that's it. I don't, like, update myself every hour.
You also don't need to be told what... What to wear?
Not to wear,
if
no.
If it's cold, if you see on your weather when you look at your weather,
yeah,
and it's -7, you're like, oh, maybe don't go out in shorts.
Yeah, I'm a layer guy anyway, right? Like I always wear a lot of layers, so if it's too hot, I just take some layers off. If I get cold, I put them on.
Is it not just for the weather folks to have some sort of personality? And
I believe
some sort of small chatter. Like they don't really think you're going to dress to what they say, do they? Like
they might.
I think it's just at the top of the screen, though. That's the problem. These aren't just people talking. I understand what you're saying.
I also understand the plight of the Weather Network, too. Like, they have to try and keep the site a little interesting for people.
Yeah.
Well,
isn't there one channel that will be like, oh, the barbecue forecast? And they'll do, like, the barbecue
something like
forecast.
That.
For the weekend in the summer. Yeah, right? You know what days are good to have a barbecue.
Yeah. That's fine.
Everyone's mad at knowledge.
And no, I'm not mad at
knowledge.
But I see what he's saying, though. You shouldn't have to look on the weather app to know what to wear outside.
Yeah,
you should be able to know what you're going to wear by seeing the temperature.
Sure, fair enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's too much to ask.
No. Something you should know.
I just don't know if I get mad about it.
I'm not mad.
Yeah.
It's just a question.
He seemed pretty agitated.
He was mad. He was agitated.
Yeah.
I think there's an overall concern for humanity. I think that's what he was kind of getting at here. He's using this as his avenue.
There's way more concerns than that.
Yeah, this is much larger. I mean, there's always the, if you don't like caring something, you can just put it down. You know, like if that bothers you that much, just don't look at it.
Yeah.
That's true.
More people follow that advice. Probably be less weather stations telling us what sweaters to wear.
Yeah.
You know?
It's sweater weather today.
Yeah, it is sweater weather. It's fun to say.
Sweater weather?
Sweater weather. Yeah.
Sweater weather?
Yeah. Wasn't there an entire SNL skit about sweater weather?
I don't know.
All right. Well, if you want to reach our Dougie line, we know that. It's 216-349 or 216-Dougie.
5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you could win $1,000.
On a Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, we got ourselves 5 questions in 30 seconds. You got to answer them all. You can pass them back, but your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board that could win you $1,000 and other things like Sens tickets, gasseries.
Oh, we have a fellow named Chris on the phone.
Hello, Christopher.
Hello.
How's the day?
Better now.
All right. You're familiar?
I am.
We wish you the best of luck. Jamie's going to start reading your questions because he doesn't know how to use email. Best of luck.
Here we go. What is the fourth most religious state in the U.S.?
Louisiana.
What adult film star is nicknamed the Hedgehog?
Jenna Jameson. Oh, no. Ron Jeremy. Yeah.
What is the motto of the Girl Guides?
Pass.
Who published Cat in the Hat 67 years ago today?
Dr. Seuss.
Who is more misunderstood, Oscar the Grouch or Big Bird?
Oscar the Grouch.
Okay.
All right, let's go over your answers.
Ah.
Yeah. You know, it's okay, though. It's all right.
Who is more misunderstood, Oscar the Grouch or Big Bird? Oscar, for
sure.
I just said Snuffleupagus or Oscar, yeah, then we might add a debate. Oh,
okay.
But. The Big Bird, all he did was tell you how he felt nonstop.
That's true.
Most annoying bird ever.
And Oscar, like, imagine your whole life everyone telling you you're a piece of crap.
Yeah.
He'd be pretty grouchy, too.
Well, they just tell him he's grouchy. I don't know why more people didn't question his living situation. And why are you so grouchy? Why are you so grouchy? Well, I live in a garbage can. That's why I'm homeless.
My best friend is a worm.
Yeah.
I forgot about Wormy.
Yeah, or Slimy, I think.
Slimy, that's what it was.
Who published Cat in the Hat 67 years ago today? Dr. Seuss, you got that
correct.
What is the motto? I said Girl Guides because it's Canadian.
Yeah,
but it's Girl Scout Day. Yeah. Mm. Be prepared.
You were not.
You were not. I was not prepared.
No, you're not.
What adult film star is nicknamed the Hedgehog? You very quickly said Jenna Jameson.
Yeah.
But then got it right
then
after.
Got it right. Yeah, it was Ron.
Why
Ron
Jeremy?
Because he's 71 years old today.
Oh, God.
And he loves sushi, right, Jason? Isn't that what
One
he
of the
ate?
Grossest things I've ever experienced in my life was watching Ron Jeremy eat sushi with his hands and dirty fingernails at a radio station.
Oh, at a radio station.
He was in for an interview, and, like, it was a giant plate of sushi, and no one else touched it after that.
This is dirty Ron Jeremy.
It was, like, gross. Mm. Like,
I got to say, it's better than Jenna Jameson came to mind first than Ron Jeremy.
I guess.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know why you think she's the Hedgehog, though, but I mean, we don't judge about it. No, not like Ron Jeremy.
It's cool.
What is the fourth most religious state in the U.S.? You were right when you said Louisiana.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Woo! Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Well, I mean, not the worst performance, but you did not win, my friend, so we hope you have a great day.
Thanks, boys.
No worries, man. Thank you.
Yeah, bud.
Ciao, ciao. All right. Yeah. All right.
You all right?
No.
Why? What's happened? You injured yourself sitting?
No, actually, okay. I didn't. But I had a weird, you ever get like a weird, not pain, but kind of like tingle and you're trying to, like in your body?
Left arm?
No.
Okay, good.
Not a heart attack.
Good. All right.
Just kind of ran up like... the inside of my hip.
Like in your groin?
Not really. Like a little higher than my groin. Almost like between my groin and my hip.
Okay.
This is weird. Like a little like...
always pinched
like
nerve
bubble
or something.
Tingle went on there.
Mm.
I got bubble pants. I got bubble crotch.
You okay today?
I'm having a good time.
You are having a good time.
Sorry.
Can't knock you for having a good time.
No, sorry. Fine. We got Ottawa coming up.
Nope, we just did
it. Just did Ottawa.
Listen.
He's having a good time, Jason.
We'll do what I say.
Let him go.
We'll do it again if you want.
Again. No, we got Circle Time coming up a bit. And there's beer made out of, did you say poo water?
Poo water, yeah. Apparently poo water beer. Yeah.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show. We each bring something to the table and we share it. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Yeah, turn that on.
Eric Carmen has died.
Oh, no. I loved Cartman.
No, Eric Carmen. Not Eric Cartman, the cartoon.
Oh.
Well, didn't he die every episode? No, that was Kenny, right? Kenny died every episode. So Cartman's dead. Why did they kill him
Eric
off in the show?
Carmen has died.
Who's Eric Carmen?
Eric Carmen was the singer. He, like a lot of 80s movies, I think. Like this guy. Dancing, what a scene.
See, I thought you said Eric Cartman had died. He also was a singer, did one of the best covers ever, Sail Away.
Oh, by Styx.
Yes.
I'm sailing away. Set an open course for the Virgin Sea.
Just the emotion.
Yeah, he was great. But Eric Cartman did not die.
He will never die. That's good. It's a cartoon.
Yeah, that's great.
I suffer from hungry eyes.
Yeah. Whatever you see.
Everything you want to eat it.
Yeah, hungry eyes. But it's a terrible, terrible affliction.
Yeah.
So we should make fun of him.
Anyway, rip.
Yeah, rip. Guys.
Yeah.
You live in Ottawa, right?
Yes.
Ottawa proper. Just the area.
Yes.
You might want to take a gander at your credit score. Because thousands of people in Ottawa have seen their credit score take a hit.
Old tickets
and fines.
Yeah, I heard about this. I talked about it in the news.
Yeah.
Fines and tickets from as far back as 2003.
Yeah, in January, the city contracted a new private collections agency through a competitive process to go after and collect old debts that the city's been... previously just ignoring and leaving alone.
Like, I get it. You should pay your tickets within a reason, but from 21 years ago?
That's crazy.
Like, that's... Like, piss off. Like, that's enough.
103,000 unpaid...
Yeah.
Provincial offenses acts and 3,000 unpaid water bills to the credit bureau. So, just anything that's owed to the city, they're going after now.
You should pay your bills.
But if someone hasn't collected in 21 years...
Yeah.
It's over. It's done.
Yeah, you don't get it.
You don't have to.
21 years.
You were remiss.
Yeah, I win. Yeah. I win. If I avoided paying you for 21 years, I win.
Yeah. Like if I win the lottery, and I don't claim that within the year, I'm out.
Yep.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Should be the same.
There's a lot of one-way rules involving government, and our the mayor that won't return our emails. So you know what? It's his fault. What are you doing?
Blame Mart Sutcliffe, everything else.
Mart Sutcliffe,
your fault.
What are you doing?
For tickets that
you're rat? What are you, you're rat?
21 years ago.
Yeah.
Handing out fines to collection agencies, hurting people's credit. You're rat? Hmm? Maybe you should call us back or email us back and we can talk about it.
That is the
Until then, it's your fault, thing, Mark. Eh?
Hmm? Yeah, you should talk about it.
Yeah, you totally should. But he doesn't reply to us.
Like, are they all from 2 years ago and just like one or two from 2003?
Even still.
Doesn't matter. Isn't there a 7-year financial thing where you would think like with taxes if they don't catch you for 7 years you're good.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. If they only have 7 years to what's what I'm looking for audit you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I'm not
so
going to try.
If you do a whole bunch of white lion shady claiming and get away with it for 7 years you're clear.
Oh wow.
I've been audited before. It sucks.
Yeah, I have been too.
And it was fine. Everything was fine. All in order.
Mine was not fine.
Oh, no?
Yeah, but because we worked for a radio station, they didn't take tax off, but didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, we were kids. No, that wasn't. I didn't get audited.
Oh, not
then.
They didn't that
no.
time.
They just asked
oh,
for
I know
the money
some people
then.
Did that.
That's not auditing. That's just saying, hey, you owe us tax money.
Yeah, true.
No, I got audited because I had a little side company and I didn't pay tax for a year.
I see.
Well, that's illegal.
Yeah. See, I did pay all my taxes and everything. They still audited me.
But I paid my taxes. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? You know, blame Mark Sutcliffe.
Yep. And maybe just relax and go have a poo beer.
Yeah, what is this?
I'm sorry, what?
Well, in Charlotte, North Carolina, there's a beer called Renew Brew, and it's the first beer in the Carolinas anyway, being made using recycled wastewater. So there's a brewery called Town Brewing. They've partnered with the water company. Now, I don't know if it's not just poo water, but they say they process 85 million gallons of water a day. Mm. And instead of just returning it to the river, they put it through some extra purification. And then they make beer out of it.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want it. It's unnecessary. What are you doing?
It's, like, I guess you just, it's,
You can make beer without using poo water. Like you don't
you
have
could.
To. Like,
I don't guess you're just trying to be environmentally friendly.
You know, if it's a couple, if it's a couple bird species that just vanish into the, you know, and I don't have to drink poo water, I'm okay with watching some birds go. Is that a selfish thing to say?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying.
Drink poo water.
Well, they just didn't need to tell anybody either.
No, I think that was the purpose of it.
That's the whole point. They're trying
to
be,
keep people away.
No, but they're trying to get people in. Oh, look at them recycling and using everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the point of it. Yeah.
I see.
You know? Trying to be environmentally friendly, yeah. But not just returning clean water to
There's
the
no
river.
Point in doing it if you're not going to promote it.
I guess.
Yeah.
But then you're just another beer.
So do you think the name Renew Brew is better than Poo Brew? Because that would have...
Well, to Probably. Them it is. To yeah. us, it's not.
Yes. No. Okay, okay.
To me, I'd be much more inclined to pick out Poo Brew off a shelf and notice it rather than Renew
to
Brew.
Notice it.
Yeah.
Drink it.
I would, if I went into the
Yeah, you
the
would.
Liquor
You're
store
that kind of guy.
And
yeah.
I saw something that said Poo Brew on it. Yeah. I'd be like, I will get a can.
Yeah.
I will try it.
Somebody texted Jamie would never be able to drink it because it wouldn't be able to pass the threshold of his teeth.
No, that's true.
You had your own Poo Brew once.
Yeah, I had it right from the
right septic
from the
truck.
Right from the septic
tap.
But it didn't pass the
threshold of my teeth, so it didn't actually go in my body. Yeah.
Total love.
You don't know if it tastes.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want. I went to see the Ottawa 67s on the weekend. Is the OHL rink the same size as an NHL rink?
Should be.
Yeah, should be.
Both should be. There are some different rinks with some characters.
Sure.
Still. Like if you go to Peterborough, they have like the square boards, basically.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Even rinks around here.
Yeah.
There's the rink in Richmond is a weird old rink. You can barely fit a hockey bag down the hallways. Yeah. And the corners are almost corners. And it's... I don't know the dimensions. It's just off.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Is it true when you say no, you mean yes?
Was that for us?
I don't know if that was for us.
Yeah.
No.
No. If I say no, I mean no.
Did you ever have a money cake growing up where slice of the cake was a coin?
Oh,
wrapped
wow.
Up?
That's cool.
Yes, a choking hazard cake. Yeah. You never had that?
No, never.
Yeah. And we had that where one of my friends... mothers would bake the cake and they would bake the money into cake and you had to be careful when you're eating it so you didn't crunch down on a quarter.
That would be
why but what was the
you got to keep the money right hopefully they washed the money before they threw it in the cake batter but
was it attached to some sort of specific celebration or was it just
no,
for your
birthdays,
birthday you would just get a money cake
a money cake yep
all right you guys prefer the old chicken tenders compared to the new chicken tenders at Burger King I haven't had Burger King in a long time.
I haven't.
There's not a lot in Ottawa. There's one. There's one over on Hunt Club there.
Yeah, there's one on St. Laurent at.
One on St. Laurent.
There's one on Innocent 10th in Orleans.
Right. Yeah, I forgot about Innocent 10th. Yeah, so three. There's only three, right?
Well,
yeah,
that I can that remember I know immediately.
There's got to be one in the West.
More,
Jason, is there Burger King out by you in the West?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's one at Terry Fox and March Road for sure.
Oh, okay.
I know that one.
Okay.
But if I'm going to Burger King, I'm not having nuggets or tenders or anything. Like, I'm not a child. I'm going to have a Whopper.
It's still my favorite standalone burger. Like, standard burger from all the burger places. Whopper is still the one. But their fries just have stunk so bad
great.
For so long.
Not great.
I don't know if I'm in. Do you think the early warm weather is going to make for a weird summer?
Might be lots of bugs. Depends.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
You guys just ever eat the outer skin off your hot dog and eat that first? Yeah. Yeah,
really?
I used to. Oh, my God. When I was a kid, I lived like when my dad was single,
You pick the skin off the hot dog and eat it?
I would just sit there and peel the raw skin off the hot dog, eat it, and
like
then
with your teeth
eat the middle.
Or your fingers?
Oh, my teeth.
That's a weird sight.
You just slightly chew the outside skin of a hot dog. It would stretch a hot dog to like a 10-minute meal when you're just sitting on the couch watching cartoons.
Whatever you're doing right now, I want all of you to picture Chris Biggs just removing the outer skin of a hot dog with his teeth as he watched TV.
I was really good at it.
I bet.
It was really good. I became quite efficient. used to do patterns. I did like a what do you call it? The barber pole. I would do that down the hot dog.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's either Kraft dinner or hot dogs. I mean, that's all I ate for 5 or 6 years.
Don't forget the cheese slices.
Yeah, cheese slices. Yeah.
Always eat those.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola Classic.
Yeah. Coke Classic.
Cheese slices and hot dogs.
By the bottle, though. You have to wash your glass out after. That's a bit annoying. single dads, eh?
Is pizza pie at 11 or 12? That's Thursday when it's pie day, 3.14, March 14th. I believe it's noon to 2.
Here at the radio station. Come get a free slice.
Here's a nice thing to end the day. Not a question, but ever since I discovered your radio show a couple of years ago, it really helps me get through my morning, and your podcast is great on the way home. Keep being you and doing what you do best, saying things and doing stuff. Cheers, fellas.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thank you.
Very
nice. You didn't leave your name.
Appreciate that.
Well, a little quick one. What's your favorite TV show right now? Shogun. Shogun's fantastic. You guys have one right now? You digging something right now? Jason, you got some fishing show you like?
I still like watching Wicked Tuna.
Yeah, Wicked Tuna. Great.
every episode's pretty much the same, but I can't get enough.
Yeah. Like himself some fish and some dirty men.
Mm-hmm.
James?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Bluey?
Yeah, Bluey, I guess, probably.
That's it for this edition of
It's an Answer Question. Spectacular bonanza.
We ask the same 20 questions every day at the same time until we get a winner. And then we go back to our Wheel of Stupid contests. There are $900 in Lotto on the line now because every day we got $100 of that. We're at 17 questions, 16 answered, right?
Yeah, yes. 16 answered correctly. Now, that doesn't mean 16 will be answered today. Maybe not even one will be. We don't know.
He seems pretty cocky.
Paul?
Yeah, our friend Paul. Paul, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
You know the first 16?
I do.
Okay. From the podcast, or did you listen yesterday?
Been listening, writing them down.
All right. Nice.
Oh, smart man.
That is the thing to do when you listen to our show, is write stuff down.
Always write.
Absolutely. Always write it down.
Always
write it down.
Yeah.
Because you never know when you're going to forget.
Yeah, it's true.
Are you ready, Paul?
Let's go.
Your 20 questions begin.
20 questions, spectacular bonanza.
Go! What continent are the countries Uruguay and Paraguay in?
South America.
This name comes before pieces and peanut butter cups.
Greece.
This microscopic fungus is added to bread dough to make it rise.
Yeast.
Who is Barbie's beau?
Ken.
Iowa is the USA's leading producer of this popular crop.
Form.
Fill in the blank of this classic movie from the 80s, Pretty in Blank.
Think.
In 2013, this Facebook CEO ranked first on a list of the world's highest rated CEOs.
Mark Zuckerberg.
This boy king who reigned from 1333 to 1323 BC was in the news again in 1922.
Tutankhamun.
Also known as Hump Day, this day of the week was named for a Norse god.
Wednesday.
As the old saying goes, this city wasn't built in a day.
Rome.
Sandy Cheeks wears a space suit and helmet underwater so she can hang out with this little guy.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Which bone are babies born without?
Kneecap.
Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
A horse.
On February 15th, 1965, Canada unfurled our new flag with this national emblem on it.
The maple leaf.
What does HTTP stand for?
Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
According to Greek mythology, who was the first woman on Earth?
Pandora.
What was the first toy to be advertised on television?
Mr. Potato Head.
In empty space, it travels about 186,282 miles per second.
Speed of light?
Who invented scissors?
Caesar.
Brother, this guy stinks!
But at least you tried. And that's what friends are for.
He had Little Caesar.
Little children's advertisers.
Oh, wow. Man. Paul, I thought you were going to do it.
Great answer, Paul. but that's not so correct. Close. So close, my friend.
It was very respectable.
Taste it. Yeah, it's very respectable.
So now we have 18 answered correctly.
Wow.
Only two left to get.
Yeah. Hey, you're going to kick yourself when you look up who invented scissors. But
I can't wait to Google who invented scissors?
Yeah, it
wasn't
Caesar.
No.
No. He used them, though. He liked using little Caesars.
Yeah. All right, Paul.
Enjoy the day, Paul.
You too. Have a good one, boys.
You too.
Yeah, bud. Oh, two extra there. Oh, we'll have a winner this week.
This week, I told you. Man, up to $1,000 now. I don't know.
I thought he had it. I'm like, he's going to know this as I was reading it.
It would be like, it's tough because you're in the moment, you only got 5 seconds. But if you just think of like famous inventors, take a guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
Caesar.
Yeah. Caesar's a great answer. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, we're getting a winner real soon. Maybe tomorrow. We'll find out, though. You're going to have to, you know, try again. Up to $1,000 in a lot of those. Mm-hmm. That's damn fancy. A circle is a shape, it goes around and around. Spot in the show, we each bring something to the table. I got to start with some controversy. Apparently, we've stirred up with 20 questions.
Okay.
The last question that we asked, question 18 or 19? 19, right?
18.
18?
Yes.
Was who invented scissors?
Oh, sorry, 19. You are right, Chris.
Yeah,
19.
I know I'm right.
Yeah, you're right.
You only need to get one more. Jamie, tell me I'm right.
That's right. You got that one wrong. So the person tomorrow has to get two.
Yeah, okay, no, Chris, totally right.
Still to be answered.
Waiting.
Apologies.
Thank you. So anyways, the question was who invented scissors? And there's a real hot debate on that. No real solid answer. The trivia website we got the question from is a liar. Because when you go do some deeper research.
It's not a liar. It's just
so we're.
It's just wrong.
Now, our contestant today, Paul, had no idea. He said
Caesar.
He said Julius Caesar, which is not right. He had no idea. On any level.
Yeah.
So. He was just saying it because of Caesars.
Little Caesars.
So we're amending the question?
We're amending to just who's credited with inventing modern scissors. Because there is an answer for that.
Yes.
Okay.
So that will be...
So that's fair.
The question tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who is credited for inventing modern scissors? Okay? Just so everyone knows, he's playing 20 questions. Because a whole bunch of people texted us and said, you're out of line with the scissors question. There's no real right answer.
Yeah. Unless you frame it this way.
Yeah.
One texter kind of did that for us.
Well, that's what we're changing it to, because it's our contest, and we're going to do whatever we want.
Yeah. And if you don't like it, kick rock.
And it's only affected Paul. He didn't know the answer.
He didn't know anyway.
He's a liar if he says he did.
And he seems like an honest guy.
Yeah, I don't think so. All right. So that will be our 19th question tomorrow. Now, who wants to go next?
I can go first.
Okay.
It's fine. So Airbnb, where you go to stay.
Yes.
You go to, other than hotels
I've
and
stayed
stuff.
In them, yes.
Apparently, they're going to ban hosts from spying on guests with indoor cameras, which I think is a good idea.
Who's against that?
Yeah,
That seems like a fair request.
Now, outdoor security cameras, doorbell cameras, stuff like that, still allowed.
Of course.
I don't have a problem with that. But, like, there's no bathroom cams or ones that watch you sleep going to be allowed anymore. Now, that doesn't mean people won't put them in. It just means they're not allowed.
Right. They just won't tell you anymore.
Do you guys not find it wild that it was allowed?
Yeah.
But was it allowed with people knowing?
Yes. They had a rule for indoor cameras, but they had to be switched off during your stay.
You can't
guarantee that. What the hell's the point of it then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, they do say most don't have indoor cameras that they know of. But they have till April 30th to remove them if they do.
Now, on the host side of things, I get why you want to keep an eye, because some of these places get just demoed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But still.
But you know who stayed there. You know.
That's weird to me. I don't know.
I watch a lot of fail videos, too, and a lot of the fails come from people with cameras in their own, like, living rooms and stuff. And I just find that weird.
Pets, though. I know pets.
I guess.
Get off the couch, and it comes from the voice of God
that I get,
from the camera.
But like, why is it running when you're like just watching TV and you spill your wine on yourself because you fell asleep? It's very odd to me.
We have Alexa in the living room, which has a camera option on it. Yeah. We keep it closed like 20, unless we go away. And then it tells us when Jamie comes in to walk our dogs, and we'd like to freak Jamie out when he's
Letting
the dogs out. But,
he's watching us.
It wasn't. It just alarmed us that there was a movement. So we're like, hey, Jamie.
I mean, I have a camera in my bedroom for my OnlyFans, but other than that.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll have another spy story.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we all like insurance companies, right?
Oh, no,
they're all pretty sweet.
Worst companies in the face
of the New York Times did a big article on how car companies are tricking people into using free apps that let them share data with third parties, which will then be passed on to your insurance companies. So basically on your driving habits and stuff like that. Mainly talks about one company, GM, because of the OnStar smart driver and stuff like that. So it's going to pass on if you're like a reckless speeding and stuff like that to your insurance company.
I don't pay for OnStar in mine. No
but
chance.
How do they know what insurance company you're with?
Well, your VIN number, the insurance company would just look it up. Look up their VIN, see if they've been driving aggressively.
So the VIN number is by the info, hoping that some of their people that they insure are on it. But the car company collects the data, or somebody else, whoever collects the data.
Yeah, this
and
third
then the insurance
party.
Companies have to buy it and then
pay
go
for
through
it to
all
say,
the different VIN numbers to
they
see.
They just type in your VIN number
I guess
to see.
So.
You're insuring Chris Biggs, type in his VIN number.
Right.
Oh, he doesn't signal. Like, you know what I mean? Or something like that. Ever. Not that they would know.
They
maybe.
Wouldn't know that. Well, then, but they might. Who
you
knows?
Don't know.
The Nissan we drive asks us all the time, hey, do you want us to send the info back about your driving?
What?
No.
No.
No, kick rocks.
Really?
Yeah,
I had no idea.
It's a new car.
That's
I don't
wild.
Like it.
I'm going to buy your driving info, your whatever. No.
Yeah. I'm going to buy like an 86 F-150 or something.
They're all attached now. They're all connected.
I don't like it. I would just like insurance companies to get the parts in to fix the car that might have been hit in a rear ender in November and still isn't fixed yet.
November.
November 9th.
That's about, yeah, you
still
gotta,
hasn't been fixed.
Yeah, you got to find a new place.
Yeah. Well, it's not their fault, really. It's just the parts are on.
Are you a new customer with this insurance company?
I've been with this insurance company since I was 16 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's like the 60s. Mm-hmm. Holy smokes.
Yeah. Before
That's
that.
Crazy.
Yeah, before they even had, like, cars with engines.
Yeah, it was a horse.
I had a horse and horse and buggy.
He insured his first horse with this company. Man, it was a sad day when he had to put that horse down.
Those wagon wheels, they're expensive. Yeah. You know, just mass produce those.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Spot in the show. We play messages. You leave us at 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Jamie, what do you got today?
Well, this woman has a nerve. And it's been struck.
Okay.
Hi, guys. Long-time listener, huge fan.
Thanks.
I heard you guys had played a Dougie Line video, or not video, but audio of a man who talked about taking his family to McDonald's, and it was like $75, and it was crazy. I just got coupons in the mail, and normally it's a booklet, right? Normally it's a booklet. This was literally not a booklet. It's a sheet with two coupons on it. Two can dine for $17.58. That is absolute bullshit. Sorry for my language. I remember, like, I'm a 34-year-old woman. I remember when it was two can dine for $8.99.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's when it rhymed. That was the vibe. But two can dine for $17.58? That's absolutely bananas. And they have a coupon for a meal deal for $8.79 for one meal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy. That's so expensive. You're supposed to go to McDonald's for a cheap meal. Like, this is absolute baloney. I just can't believe. And this is a coupon. This is a coupon to save money for $17.58.
Yeah.
That's crazy. How are we supposed to get our Big Macs?
No,
so expensive.
It is.
I love Big Macs.
Yeah, I do.
I think if it had rhymed, she would have been less upset.
I think so.
That's what I was going to say It's the rhyming more than the price.
She said, that was the vibe.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
I mean,
though,
like, you used to be able to get a burger for like a quarter. So, I mean, prices go up.
Yes.
It's just the salaries haven't. That's all. I mean, the inflation's continuing to click along like it does in terms of costing things. They just don't pay us anymore. So.
It's true.
But you still
everything
think,
seems way more expensive because we're not making as the ratio of money that our parents made.
Like, I do like, though, but even still, you take out a family of four, it shouldn't cost to McDonald's.
It shouldn't cost
$80.
$80.
But it could cost $80 if we were all
making relative
money.
Yeah.
Because that's just all it is. They just stopped increasing pay.
Yeah.
Inflation kept increasing, and they stopped increasing pay. And
like
that's the big change.
Yeah.
When I was a shift manager at Wendy's many years ago, back in the 1800s.
Yeah.
The value menu was like 69 cents.
It was. Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Of course, I only made $3.25 an hour.
Well, there you go.
Exactly.
To start.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was when I first started.
But I mean, you could buy a house for $4,000 and a car for $60. I mean, that's just,
those numbers may be slightly inaccurate. But I
maybe. I don't know. I haven't done any research.
This is a coupon.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you, man.
But it should rhyme. Mm-hmm. It should make it 99.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you should have done that.
59.
Yeah. You can make another 40 cents.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
You ever have that like awkward moment when you're with somebody that you don't know and you're just like, you bump into or you open a door the wrong way, you walk in the wrong way and you kind of mouth to them sorry, but you don't actually say sorry, but you kind of say sorry, so it just sounds kind of like sorry, like you just it's just awkward.
I will
say sorry.
Sorry,
I'm usually oops
a good one.
Whoop,
that is a good one. I do that all the time. I didn't even realize.
Whoop,
you said it.
Whoop, did that yesterday. Like
sometimes
three times.
Followed by a sorry.
Whoop.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Even if it's not my fault.
Yeah, we all do that. Yeah, when it's not our fault.
Say sorry.
What?
I said sorry like three times today at the drive-thru, and none of it was my fault.
Mm-hmm.
So their machine didn't work. First of all, she didn't put their machine to work, like the tap for my coffee.
Right.
And you said sorry?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And meanwhile, she hadn't made it work. I don't know. It's just I'm just over polite. So then she pulled it back, and I'm like, I can just use I have the app, which I never pull out because I always forget. I'm like, I can just do the tap and pay, the scan and pay on the app. She's like, oh, okay. So then she scanned it, and it didn't work. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I guess that doesn't work either. She just walked away, and then she came back, and I'm like, do you want change? I think I have enough change. How much is it? She's like, I got a check, and I'm like, yeah, sorry. I don't know why I just kept saying sorry.
Just kept saying sorry.
And then I gave her $3, and I was like, I don't want change. I'm done apologizing to you for all your mistakes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's just
where if you just gone whoop three times.
Whoop.
You're acknowledging that you've done wrong,
and
but
I feel like I'm at a Greek wedding if you say it too much. Whoop, start throwing whoop, plates whoop, and. Into the fireplace or whatever.
Is it on the ground?
I don't know. Never been.
That's oddly specific. No, just throwing it into the fireplace.
Yeah. Like a fun. Maybe it's a movie I saw where they were throwing plates in a fireplace.
There's a couple movies about Greek weddings I've heard. Yeah.
I think you just throw them on the ground.
Some fat folks, right?
Throw, yeah,
there's
big
some fat guys
in
those movies.
Where do you throw plates?
The name of the movie is Big Fat Greek Wedding, just so you think I don't just think all Greek people are fat. We should have to clarify those things.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah,
I mean, they're all hairy, but not fat. All right, Jamie.
It's just telling me the tradition. I just want to know where do you throw it. Maybe it doesn't matter where you throw it.
No, smash them on your head.
You want to reach our Dougie line? It's 216-3849-216. Dougie, tell us where you smash plates if
you
you're of Greek heritage. We'd love to know. All right, we're done.
The Dougie line. Ottawa's answering machine. Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
And I'm the guy who lost my mind today. Meanwhile, Santa over here in the corner is having a good time. Listen, go vote on the March Madness of Small Towns. The races are tight for the Sweet 16. Please do that. Keep listening for Big Sugar. For your chance to go see them, text win to 762-555 when you hear a Big Sugar song. And 9 o'clock, the next name for our payroll.
Yep.
You can still sign up if you want. Go to shape106.com. And we've had a few texts from people saying, where do I go to vote for the March Madness?
On the website. Towns.
You just go to the website. They're saying, I can't find it.
It's right
it
there.
Literally says, I can't clarify it anymore. It says, March Madness of Small Towns. Those are the words.
Yeah.
And they're there. You just have to, on your phone, you may have to scroll like one thumb scroll. That's it.
It's just one person. Doesn't know how to use the internet.
There's been a couple of them, like over the last week or so.
Anyways, thank you for everybody voted, though.
Yeah. Keep voting. Don't just think your town's going to win because you have confidence. You have to vote.
What's up, James? You're pointing at things.
Well, and remember, anyone who was listening earlier this hour with 20 questions.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, right. We
have amended the question.
19. It's who's credited for inventing modern scissors. Scissors.
Right.
Not just scissors.
As opposed to who invented scissors.
Maybe we'll have a winner tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe. $1,000 in lotto.
$1,000 in lotto.
Damn. If you missed the questions, go listen to our podcast. We're done?
We done.
Gentlemen, until we meet again.
The Biggs and Barr Show.